She's not in the Navy to tell you what, but you'll see more.
Right. Good evening. Here we have a big shiloh when it comes to the summer, where boys want to go to sleep. They go to, I think it used to be a shiloh, now it's not so much a shiloh, because in the olden days, boys went to bed on time. So when they went to bed on time, they had serious shilohs for the Havdalah when it comes to Matzah Shavuos. In fact, someone told me when he was in Gateshead as a bocher, even when he was bar mitzvah, Rabbi Salah Rakov insisted that they go to bed on time, their bedtime, well, let's say it was 10 o'clock, let's say, well before Nacht is even thought of. Nacht is 11:20, in my days, 11:23, I remember. And when it comes to a serious shaila of Havdalah, so Fashteitzach, a bar mitzvah boy has to do it the next morning. Or, Bishas al Chak, some people were makel already from plaque. They have the two options. It was more popular to do it in the morning. Apparently in Gateshead's boarding school they did that Sunday morning. But the main shaila starts when it comes to a boy who's under bar mitzvah, where the chid is a mitzvah of chinuch to be mechanech in mitzvahs. And he's got a mitzvah of chinuch for the father to be mechanech the child. The child's sleeping. But the shaila is, if he's awake, he's awake. Yeah? Nowadays I think it's quite common that you see that even young boys can be up, I don't know. Rebbes have told me that they struggle the whole Sunday in Stafford Hill. I remember some Rebbes saying it's very, very difficult. And the whole atzlocha of a child is really, or adult for that price, is really the time he goes to bed. So, as a mashgiach once said in yeshiva, when he saw Shavisi Hashem Keneged, when he saw his kabbe kari, he said, in order to get up like an ari, you have to go to bed like an ari, because ari sleeps 20 hours. Yeah, apparently he sleeps for 20 hours. So if you go to sleep on time, there's always a time I remember about the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. He says, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says to be mechazik a person to get out of bed, he says, you should do it 4 or 5 times till you have a regilus in it, and then once you have a regilus, it'll become easy. And I remember commenting at the time when I was reading this Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, it's not always about getting used to doing something difficult. If you go to bed early, then obviously you'll find it easy to get up. It's a double poshet. So people have the shaila. Those who go to bed on time, the boys that go to bed on time, in the morning they have the shaila of Havdalah. The shaila is, do you tell the child to ideally make Havdalah Sunday morning? Whether he has to do dafka before breakfast is not so clear, but Mishnah Berurah holds that it's okay for children to eat before their chayvas kiddush, their chayvas havdalah. That means even if there's an inyan, there's a mitzvah chinuch to mechanech them kiddush, make adin they do not need to be makbid not to eat before kiddush and before havdalah. It's a chiddush. Mishnah Berurah keeps on mentioning it. Comes from Mamon and Avram. It's a few different places. Shimam Gibbet, all different places in the Chazim Kippur. The Ma'aseh said there's no chiyuv for the child to sort of fast and wait till he does a mitzvah, but there's a mitzvah of to be mechanechim to do mitzvahs. And the shayla is when it comes to Havdalah, Ma'ashno, should it be any different to any other mitzvah that we have? You should know the poskim must split on this. You have the Emes Liyakov, Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, you've got Lahuris Nosson, Rabbi Gestetner, and you've got Shmuel Shabbos Gilchosoi, Kovitz Halochas. They all say that they should in the morning, they should make Havdalah. Rabbi Yisrael Berkowitz, he likes to say Shulchan Alevi. You have Rabbi Yisrael Belsky. They all said that this mitzvah should be no different to any other mitzvah. And it's not begedet, it's not so clear it's begedet tashlumin. You know, when it comes to something, what happens when a child forgets mincha? Let's say you have a 12-year-old boy, he forgets mincha, and it comes to Marav time, and he asks you, should he do one tefillah for Marav, or should he do two tefillahs for tashlumin? It seems that Rechaim Kinesi quotes from the Chazanish that there is an inyan of chinuch even for tashlumin. Kol shekein when it comes to Havdalah, where it's a huge machlokas rishonim, in the rishonim and hilchas avelos, when it comes to an oinan, Rachman al-Islam, that the kavura is only after Shabbos, the kavura is only, let's say, late into Matzah Shabbos, so Yom Rishon they have a shayla, and there's mamash machlokas rosh and other rishonim, whether it's begedet tashlumin, what's pshat in Havdalah. So it seems that there's a machlokas whether it's tashlumin. So Kolshkin, you would have thought, if it's not tashlumin, that means the ikkar zman Havdalah is on Sunday, so there's definitely no reason why a child shouldn't do it. And even if it's begad tashlumin, but lemaisi, you find that there is an inyan to be mechanach children to do tashlumin. So you should know the poskim which hold that there's no inyan of chinuch for havdalah have a very big struggle to explain why. And the nusach which you'll find Shmuel Vozner, among the poskim which are mekel, they call it mekel, they hold there's no mitzvah of chinuch. You have Shmuel Vozner, you've got Moshe Feinstein, you've got the Shevet Akasi, you've got the there's no limit of names. And Shmuel Vozner's nusach is that you can't be mechanach a child to do something bikvius, something which is abnormal. That means a regular way, you want to be mechanach him to do mitzvahs, and when he's older, then he's not going to be doing havdalah in the daytime. He's going to be doing havdalah by night. So to be mechanach him bikvius on something which is so that's his nusach. You can see the dry halacha would struggle with understanding that. State if you don't do havdalah by laila, you do it by yom. So do it by yom. Leman afkemina bekvias, not bekvias. The master, he had a zaherigash even when it came to his tshuva, when he wrote a tshuva to zakenim, which people would struggle to stay up. And he said they should, you know, he said bekvias, he always stayed away from it. The master, again, to find the makor in halacha bekvias, obviously you find sometimes in Chazal kvias or not kvias in halachas yichud, lots of different places yichud kvias or not kvias. But this is interesting to I find that the poskim which are pattering is it's not so clear. Chaim Kanevsky is also among those shitters who hold that there's no chiyuv to be mechanach a child on havdalah, and his nusach is not to be mechanach a child to do something which gedolim don't do. Again, it's a nusach he needs scrutinizing because gedolim would do it. So it's not set in stone. The nusach is Rebbe Falk is the one. Right. Exactly the same shaila. Should he say atochen atone? It would be a similar shaila. I guess it would be Well, if you'd hold that you should do havdalah in the morning before shachris, it could be there's no chiyuv. Actually, Mishabura has got a steer on this nekuda, whether you say atochen atone by day when you've already done havdalah. It would be the same shaila. But if you don't do havdalah for that reason, you also wouldn't do atochen atone. Yeah, but they don't. Yeah, I don't know if they'd have a marriage before. They could do that. Again, Rebbe Falk's got a whole tshuva on this nekuda in Simon Pevov, and in Chelik Gimel, and he's also he's got two rayas. I don't want to be marach. He's got two rayas that they're potter, and each raya yesh lodon. I've written the law on this nekuda. Rebbe Falk Lemoshe is one raya he has is benegia to Krishma. The Mishnah says that Ketanim are potter from Krishma, and the Mishnah says they're potter from Krishma. Mestam is by Laila and by Yom. Rashi says even if the child is higia lechinuch, Rashi says lefisha einoi motzoi tomid kishmagia zman Krishma. He's not motzoi when it comes to zman Krishma. So the very fact that a father is referring to both, sometimes by Laila, sometimes he's not home yet. By Yom, he could be, he's either out or he's still sleeping. So it depends where the father's holding. Amaisa, Rashi's Mazbi, the reason why Ketanim are Ptorim from Krishma, really there should be Chayav, there should be a mitzvah chinuch. There should be a mitzvah, we do it anyway, but the Rebbes do it. But Amaisa, the father's not Mechuyu to make sure the child catches Krishma. It's interesting, halacha stamaz, when the child's 12. Is there a chiyuv for a father? You see, some fathers, there's a whole debate, how far should the father go for to be mazaraz as a child for Krishma, how far you go, it's always a balance. But when it comes to a child who's under bar mitzvah, it's a mefurash mishnah. The mishnah says that the potter. And Rashi's mazbil fisher, eino motzi tomet kishmegez on Krishma. So he's understanding, so Rebbe Falk, it brings a raya, he's marich about this nekuda to say that if he's not tomid there, then it's similar to havdalah, so too by havdalah we should say that he's not tomid there. There, the father's not motzi by the child, and by havdalah, the child's not motzi by the father. The problem is, it doesn't really solve the problem where here, this is one long chiyuv of Avdolah starting from the night, going through to the morning, where at one point he's going to be motzi. It's a yesh lechalik. The case of the krishma is talking about two separate mitzvahs, and on each mitzvah, krishma is limited by laila, or krishma is limited by yoim. On that you can say that you have a raya that is not motzi atzloi. Therefore you can say that potter, because by laila he's probably sleeping, by yoim either the father's still sleeping or the father's out, and therefore there's only 3 hours to play around with. Mela, the potter. But you don't necessarily, it doesn't reflect back onto mitzvah of Havdalah, where it applies all the way. He's not just a little bit, it's a shtickle complicated, the detail. You should know, I think the bottom line I want to point is that a dova borer, a raya berura, to say that they're potter, I haven't seen. I've seen a schois of Shiv Talevi that you shouldn't do bekvias. Reb Chaim Kanevsky says a nusach that something which gedolim don't regularly do. Soif dova is that it's not so common. From the people that I've asked in the past week, it's not so common that people do it. Maybe it used to be, and like we're saying in Gateshead, and even the Tshuva Sfarim, they quote Gateshead. They're saying, Lahiris Nosson says, I heard Shemati Meir Chashuva Me Europe, and it makes reference to Gateshead. It sounds like in Gateshead is the Makor that they used to do it. I've heard from numerous people that they used to do on Sunday morning. I don't know if it's still the case. It seems to me, it's just my feeling, that it's a trend has changed a little bit. Whether it's the tshuva, I'm not sure who gets the credit or not the credit. Either it's Rebbe Falk's tshuva, or it's Rebbe Chaim Kanevsky, or the Shem Talevi. They're not so into the idea of this idea of pushing it. And they all end off, if a child wants to do Havdalah, so obviously they can. That's that. Everyone ends off the tshuva like that. Rebbe Moshe Feinstein, Rebbe Falk. So it's one of those shilas that you don't have a dova boro. So you're basically saying you can keep quiet, because of the actual, we're not going to be mechayev the father to actually go ahead with it, to be mechayev the child. Or if the child wants to do it, I mean, I don't know if the child's going to come up on his own accord to say, I want to make Havdalah. Then if he wants to do it for Shtei Tzacha, it seems like it's a sort of fallen away, this Indian. Hagam, I think the pashtus is that there should be an Indian, and you've got names on both sides. So lemaisa, Epis has lost its shtickle tam. That's when I get to this Indian. I've always found it a Nishkan Dava Boro. However many tshuvas I've been through, when you finish the tshuva, you get more confused, because there's Nishkan Dava Boro to pata them. And yet, all the poskim are trying to find reasons to say that they're potter. So again, we're talking about a shayla with the Rabbonon, and we're talking about a shayla which is, it could be begedet tashlumin. So it seems like many are quoting that the minig is lahokal. I've seen that Friedman's got a nice set of tshuvas, Oitza Alochas, and he also recalls from his experience, he's seen that it's daka, the minig is not to insist in it. Like I say, it could well be that it's not so negair, it's becoming less negair when you have Rabbi Friedman from London, one of the Friedman's. He's got Oitza Alochas, a whole set of Alochas. I don't know if it'll be that chiyuv. I mean, to say it. So he's asking another shayla. Is that how can he do malocha? There's a halacha that once Shabbos goes out, yeah, in order to do malocha, you have to see Baruch Hamavdi Ben Kodesh L'Choyel.
Oh, thank you.
That could be. It's a good aura. He's saying, leave aside whether you get the kois and actually make Havdalah, leave that aside. But how you mavdil it? It could well be that Issa is a titzor from the mitzvah of Havdalah. You have to know how the mechanics work. I think the pashas is that this Issa that you have to be mavdil is a titzor from the mitzvah of Havdalah. Emol is saying that there's no mitzvah of Havdalah, whether it's because it's the wrong timing. I like the aura. I think it's done with some homework for me. But it's because you've dealt with the mitzvahs are say part of it, but how are you dealing with the Issa? When he wakes up in the morning and he wants to turn the light on, or he wants to do whatever he wants to do with his losh with his Weetabix in the morning, yeah. So then, how are you dealing with that Issa? On that, I mean, I would have thought on the spur of the moment, I would have thought that Issa is a titzor from the mitzvah of Havdalah. What's mechayev that in the mitzvah of Havdalah is mechayev that Issa? But I have to be mavar that. I want to chop around a few minutes. We've got Shavuos coming up, and really, I'm ligging into the halachos of Shavuos. There's so many. It branches out so much. I'm just going to go one after the next over here. Number one is when it comes to lighting candles Friday night. We usually, the ladies, they like to light the candles. And only after they light the candles, they make a brocha. My high, usually you make a brocha before. If you do it afterwards, it could be a brocha levatolah, according to some shittas. Novos, we say, we'll start with the Nusach HaBrocha Yimekabal Shabbos, and after Yimekabal Shabbos, L'hadin Nesha Shabbos, you can't light candles. Therefore, you first light, go like this to sort of show that you're only being known. Afterwards, the Ramah says, and therefore afterwards make a Brocha. Yom Tov, where you can actually light, after you strike a match, you can pass that match, that flame, onto the other candles, so the Eishas HaPrisha Tainas, that lechora you should be there's a mitzvah, you should go back to basics, you make a bracha before the mitzvah, and you should be making a bracha before the mitzvah, but strike the match first, because by the way, if you make a bracha, then you can't even strike a match. You'll have to get a match from the, again, we're talking about where we're seeing on Yom Tov, it comes to before Yom Tov, let's say it's 20 minutes, it comes to Zman Yom Tov, you first strike a match, then make a bracha. Yes, with your Kabbalah, yes, with the Nusach of the Brocha, you Mekabal Yom Tov, but now when you got your match already got the fire, you can now pass the fire on to and light the candles. No, it's on Yom Tov to light candles as long as it's already lit, as long as you're not striking it Meikora. So therefore, there is, Mishabrua is in favor with these Shittas who hold, that when it comes to Yom Tov, it's Kedai to first make a Brocha, well, actually first strike the match. Or if you've got a Yotzak candle there readily available, then you can make a bracha, and then only after the bracha then you light the candles. Now, if you have a minute to do like you always do on Shabbos, then fine. But Lamaisa, you do find Mishabrua does like that inyan. Obviously, once you've said the bracha l'hadin esha Yom Tov, then you makabel Yom Tov. You can only carry on lighting other candles. But when you put the matchstick down, you shouldn't blow it out, you should just put it down softly. Just interestingly enough, it won't be an Indian to go like this, because this whole business of doing like the waving and putting the hands on the eyes or the nearest, the whole idea comes from the Ramah to sort of make it a style of Overlas Yosin style, that you're showing the Inibi Nena afterwards as our style. That wouldn't apply if you go and make a brocha first, because you're back to basics, you're always allowed to make a brocha, and then obviously go ahead with that. If you're up the night time, you have Shavuos is coming on Monday Sunday night. So Sunday night, let's say someone's learning all the way to Lalois, and then he likes to go to sleep, and then he wakes up afterwards. The shayla is, what's the heta to go to sleep, given that it's already Alois? The halacha is, once there's already a chiv kicks in that you're mechuyev to mechuyev b'tefillas shachris, then there's a bit of a shayla, eating is a shayla, and there's a shayla of sleeping, definitely is a problem. So the all the posts you mentioned, it's kedai, if you're one of those that plan to daven when you wake up, it's kedai to at least set an alarm clock. Some shittas didn't like using an alarm clock, because they say if you're that tired, you might sleep through it, so it's not so clear, it's called a shoma. But at least to put something in place to be considered a shtickle shoma, that's something to take into account. Now the floating wicks is something also to take into account. Sorry? Oh, so here's the floating wick shayla. Which one? I think Rebbe Fatz. Yeah. No, Rebbe Fatz's famous truvas. It's actually his first truvas he's written, the Chelik Aleph, is all been geared to the brochas. He's very busy about being matzdik. He believed that even if you're up, then you can still make the brochas amavashina, as long as you slept, even after nets, he's still okay. As long as you sleep sometime even after, he was okay with that. Regarding this specific issa, I don't really call him writing a tshuva. Shevet Halevi's got a tshuva to Yudaridun, and Hitaka says you'd have to make sure you send an alarm. So it's interesting that they do hop onto this point of setting an alarm. Just, I think I'm really excited for next week, because I've got loads to say on Shavuos. I'm going to be ligging on the Hilchos Shavuos. I'm really looking forward. I've just thrown just my agav. I've seen so many people making domes for desserts. Beautiful, beautiful shape nowadays. You can get such cheap things in Temu, wherever it is, and nice shapes to look like Shavuos style. So for the desserts, they're giving everyone a dome which looks like a Har Sinai with a top on it. Nowadays you can make such high detail. But you have to be careful. It's not so clear you can eat the dessert, because how are you supposed to cut the dessert? If something resembles something, the Chai Odom speaks about fish on Yom Tov, making chocolate fish in the shape of a fish. So to cut it up might be a shayla. shaila, and therefore it's more than a shaila. If a taka is that good that resembles Har Sinai, you might have a problem cutting it. You might have to eat it with your teeth. I mean, straight in your mouth, Mishabur is okay with, because that's called a moichik b'derech shinoi. Mashiach, if you take a knife, that could be considered a real issue of moichik. That's an interesting thing to consider. I'm very excited for next week. Just hold on. Just go. Yeah, there's a lot going on here. I'm looking forward. Some people are married.